This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstrait. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Red Sox Precap podcast from the Over the Monster Podcast Network, where we recap the series that just ended, preview the series about to start for the Boston Red Sox. And Shelley, much better mood after these three games.
It's a totally different mood here. You know, we get swept and then we sweep. So there we go. Sweep, sweep, right?
I dig it. I'm your host, Keaton DeRocher, joined as always by Shelley Verstrait, whose voice you just heard. Before we dive on into the series versus the Rays, our presenting sponsor of this pod is Fifth Element. Fifth Element is ultra-high milligram CBD focused on relief and recovery after a workout. They're specially designed for people with active lifestyles, from weekend warriors to professional athletes to bucket list gym enthusiasts. Fifth Element, also known as 5E, is full-spectrum high milligram hemp to help you whenever, wherever you need it, whether it's after the gym or after work. Get yours today, feel better tomorrow, by using 5ehemp.com and the code MONSTER for 50% off. Yes, you heard that right. 50%, half off. 5ehemp.com, use code MONSTER. Go to 5ehemp.com and get 50% off. That's the number 5, the letter E, hemp.com. All right, Shelley, sweep of the Rays. Again, great pitching from the Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a great series. I was very excited to see the pitching, and I was just really impressed with everything that I saw.
Yeah, starting and relief all looked great. Jumping into game one on Monday, Michael Wacha versus Nick Pivetta. Pivetta able to weasel through five innings, threw a lot of pitches, struggled to throw strikes there in the beginning, but really settled down, struck out four with a 27% whiff rate. That knuckle curve was really working for him. What did you see from Pivetta in his start here?
Yeah, I really did like what I saw from Pivetta. I didn't really know really what to expect from him because, I mean, obviously it's Nick Pivetta. Who really knows what's going to go on here? He looked really good against, like, the Rays. He struck out four. He had a 27% whiff percentage, which is, like, really, really, you know, really, really encouraging. But that knuckle curve, man, like, he just had that on point, you know, against the Rays. And I loved to see it. I was really encouraged. And I really do think that we maybe have something here. I don't know. Again, we need to see the next outing, but I was not upset with this Pivetta outing.
Yeah, I agree. He had a really nice close to 2020, and it was encouraging, but given his history, you weren't sure if it was really going to stick. So it's nice to actually see him put that together across two seasons and have these strong starts, and maybe the Red Sox really did unlock something with him. Still not ready to buy into it yet, because he's inconsistent. So, but this is a great sign, and I'm getting more and more on the Pivetta train with every start, which is not somewhere I expect it to be ever. So, that's solid. The bats woke themselves right up from the beginning, game one. 16 hits, including multi-hit outings from Verdugo, who had two, Martinez, who had two, Bogarts, who had four, Vasquez, who had two, Renfro had a two-hit night, Franchi Cordero had a two-hit night, hits all around, and we really got to see what this Red Sox team can look like when everything's clicking.
Yeah, I absolutely love to see it. I mean, we got Bogey back on the train. I mean, you know, JD Martinez has just been absolutely on fire ever since, you know, the season got on. I've been very impressed with Cordero because, I mean, when we traded for him in the Benintendi trade, I was kind of a little bit cool on him. I'm just like, I really don't know. He has injury issues. But what I've seen from him, you know, in games, I've been really, really impressed. So, yeah, this first game, I was so excited. I was so happy.
What do you think it means to the Red Sox lineup to have JD Martinez just kind of killing it like this?
Honestly, it means so much. I mean, we have, you know, a couple hitters, you know, prior to this series that were kind of like down on the dumps. And I mean, you know, Devers is still trying to work through things, but just having JD there and just being like, you know, prime JD, that really means a lot. You know, he had a slow first part of the spring training, but, you know, halfway through, you know, he was really caught on fire and he's just been just like prime JD. And I absolutely love it. This means a lot.
Sure does. Moving on to game two, which was quite a game. This was a real, real impressive win. Red Sox take it in 12, 6-5. They came from behind, I think like three times, maybe four times, in a game that really had the feel of like a 2018. No matter what the score was, no matter who the pitcher was, you felt like they were going to pit some hits together and get a rally and get some stuff going. Tyler Glasnow was his usual stellar self. Six innings, nine strikeouts, gave up one earned run on four hits. And then, Shelley, when we did our preview of this series, we noted that Tampa Bay's bullpen, which is usually sharp, has been dreadful to start the season. And that was where the Red Sox were able to do most of their damage. They got five runs, three of them earned, off of the bullpen. Obviously, they got three runs in extras with that weird runner on second, which were the two unearned runs, but were able to knock them in anyway. What did you see from the Red Sox overall as a team in this, what was obviously the best win of the season so far, but a really kind of a win that we haven't seen from this Red Sox team in a while?
Yeah, I totally echo your, you know, 2018 vibe there. Because, I mean, they always seem down whenever it was like in the late innings or even extra innings, but they always managed to, you know, scrape another run across the plate, and they were just like super feisty, and just, you just always felt that this team was still in it even when they were down. I was watching this game on mute because I was, you know, kind of working in the back end. So I didn't really get a lot of it. But every time I looked over, it was like, oh, yeah, the Red Sox got another run. The Red Sox got another run and another inning. And they just kept going. And then, you know, they just walked it off. And it was just like, it was, again, just like you said, we haven't had that type of game probably since 2018. And it was just so much fun to see.
It was. Multi-hit games again from J.D. Martinez, who is killing it. Rafael Devers had a couple base knocks. Christian Vasquez hit himself a homer. First of the year for him. Red Sox as a team had 10 hits. Stringing together back-to-back games of double-digit hits on the Rays. Martin Perez pitched pretty well, five innings. Three earned runs, six strikeouts, and then the bullpen came in and pitched seven innings without giving up an earned run. They did give up two unearned runs in extra innings with that runner on second. Tanner Houck got his inning in the bullpen and then got sent down. I don't think it'll be long before we see him back. That is for sure.
I agree.
Game three today, earlier today. Red Sox finished the sweep. 9-2, 13 hits, another double-digit hit game. Nathan Eovaldi got his second start here and looked just as sharp as he did in his first outing. Seven innings, seven strikeouts, only one earned run for the win. Then Josh Taylor came in with two innings, allowing one more run. This was a really solid start. It's really good to see Eovaldi have these back-to-back strong outings right off the bat, right?
100%. I mean, I watched this game when I was at work. I had, you know, my iPad to the side and was just like, just kind of watching it. And just Eovaldi just looked like the prime Eovaldi, right? When Eovaldi is healthy, he is just such a delight to watch. He has the velocity. He has all the pitches going right now. You know, he struck out seven. He had a 36% whiff percentage. Like, it just everything was just perfect. And it was a beautiful game.
This is exactly what we talked about basically all spring, was that if the Red Sox bats are going to do their damage, and it's going to be really up to the pitching to carry this team. Now, we know we're only through six games, but it's really hard not to be encouraged with these six games and one turn through the order, and everybody has looked really, really strong. Richards, I expect he's going to be able to bounce back. I'm sure there'll be some slides where they're inconsistent, but if this is the kind of pitching that we get consistently all year, the Red Sox are going to surprise a lot of people, including myself.
Yeah, I mean this pitching is like totally different than the 2020 pitching. It honestly, it just boggles my mind, and I just love to watch it because we actually have legit pitchers, either in the rotation or the bullpen. It's such a delight to not just close your eyes whenever, you know, we're on the mound.
It's a great feeling to turn a game on and it not be over after two innings.
Yep.
Bats, again, as mentioned, 13 hits erupted here. Two hits for Kike Hernandez, three for Xander Bogaerts, two for Christian Vasquez, including another home run, two for Bobby Dalbec after a couple of days off, seemed to straighten himself out. The bats are rolling. Bats are rolling. And we'd like to keep it going. Ryan Yarbrough went for the Rays. Five innings pitched, six earned runs, nine runs total, only two strikeouts, one walk. Not a great outing for him. And then old friend Colin McHugh finished it off with three innings, two strikeouts, four hits, no runs. Red Sox now sit at 3-3, currently as we stand, a half a game behind the Orioles and Yankees for first in the division. Which brings us to, after we take, actually wait, let's do, we forgot to do our MVP of the series last time. I keep forgetting that. Who is your MVP of this series? It's got to be JD, right?
Yeah, I will, okay, it definitely is JD, but I'm just going to get like a hat tip to Christian Vasquez, because...
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely JD, but definitely second place goes to, you know, I just need to give some kudos to Christian Vasquez, because, I mean, he totally killed it. Home run steals, absolute dynamite catching behind the plate. But, yeah, so JD and Vasquez.
Fair. I like it. Alrighty, we'll take a break, come back, preview Baltimore Orioles. All right, three games set for the Red Sox against Baltimore Orioles now. Pitching matchups, Eduardo Rodriguez getting his first start of the season going up against Matt Harvey. Richards against Zimmerman. And then Nick Pivetta versus Jorge Lopez to finish it off. As we mentioned, the Orioles currently at 3-2, a half game ahead of the Red Sox. The leadoff man, Cedric Mullins, destroyed Boston in that first series, getting 692, really kind of setting the table. Only 250 against the Yankees, though, so kind of slid back a bit there. When we did the first preview, we talked about the middle of the order and how they can be aggressive, but that was definitely going to be the toughest part of the lineup for the Red Sox, which it absolutely was. Trey Mancini had a pretty nice series. Is that kind of what you're looking at in this lineup again here in the second time through, is how these guys do facing that middle of the order?
Yeah, I totally agree. The Baltimore lineup is definitely top heavy, and we were just absolutely crushed with that first series. So I'm very, I'm really looking forward to seeing what goes on with the top of that lineup. But I still believe in our pitching. It's maybe coming off of this high of, sweeping the Rays and all that. I just feel that our pitching can really get it together and just regroup after that that first weekend that apparently everyone took off.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm looking for too. Richards, I'm looking for him to have a nice bounce back. Rodriguez in his first outing, just looking for him to be consistent and have a nice, strong first outing here. Pivetta, keep his stuff going. At least we missed John Means this time, but I'm not really scared of any of these other guys that we got that we're facing. Are you?
I'm not. I mean, Matt Harvey and Bruce Zimmerman kind of looked okay during that first kind of outing, but I mean our lineup was just ice cold at that point. And even with that first matchup, I'm not scared of facing Matt Harvey and Bruce Zimmerman. I mean, yeah, nope. Yeah, exactly. And then you add in a little, you sprinkle a little of Jorge Lopez in there. I'm like, I'm not scared of this guy. And just how, you know, in sync that it seems our hitters, our lineup are going right now, I'm not scared whatsoever. I think this is going to be a really good weekend for, you know, the lineup here.
Agreed. I think so, too. What is your prediction for MVP of the series?
Oh, boy. If I had to pick an MVP, I'm going to go JD because, man, he is just absolutely on fire right now. So I'm going to go with JD.
I'm going to go with Bogarts.
Yes.
Because he just had a couple multi-hit games, a lot of hits here. I think he's going to keep that going. You know, finally put one over the fence. I think he's going to have himself a nice series.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was going to do it for us. You can find both of us at Over the Monster, where we participate in roundtables, write stuff every now and then. You can also find both of us on Twitter. You can find me at The Spoken Keats. You can find Shelly at ShellyV_643. And we will be back with you to recap this series against the Rays, and as I was, or Orioles, and as I was furiously typing to see who's next, 4-game set against Minnesota. There we go. So we'll be back with you next, whatever day that is. This is a terrible end to this pod. I'm just going to stop talking. Thanks for listening.